Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 9th, 2020. Politicians and car lobbyists currently are in dispute over whether the 30 km/h speed limit to improve air quality has shown an impact. Five pilot routes were established in 2018 on Kantstrasse, Leipziger Strasse, Potsdamer Strasse, Hauptstrasse, and Tempelhofer Damm. The results of the measurements on Kantstrasse are only now being evaluated by the Senate Traffic Administration. According to Dorothy Winden, spokeswoman for the Senate Traffic Administration, the 30 km/h test on Kantstrasse was started on November 5, 2018, as the last of a total of five test routes. 1 year must be measured in order to be able to make a reliable assessment of the effect of the 30 km/h on air quality. The results are expected to be published at the end of March. For the remaining pilot sections, the results of an internal evaluation are so far only available for Leipziger Strasse in Mitte, where testing began as early as April 9, 2018. Adjusted for meteorological influences and the overall decrease in emission values, the conclusion is that 30 km/h speed limit zones on main roads can contribute to a reduction in nitrogen oxide, but only to a small extent. According to the evaluation, nitrogen dioxide pollution on the section between Markgrafenstrasse and Potsdamer Platz decreased by 2.3 micrograms per cubic meter on annual average between April of 2018 and April of 2019 due to the speed limit. This corresponds to a decrease of 4%. In winter, the decrease was almost 5 micrograms. The authority evaluates the result as a success of the speed limit. For spokeswoman Winden, quote, "Particularly on a highly congested road like Leipziger Strasse, a reduction of 2.3 micrograms on an annual average and up to 5 micrograms in the winter months is to be seen positively. In combination with other measures of the Berlin Clean Air Plan, such as a ban on diesel driving, more parking space management, or the retrofitting of gas-guzzling vehicles, this could be the decisive factor for a sustainable reduction of NO2 values below the limit." Environmental Senator Regina Günther is advocating that the speed limit, initially planned for only 1 year, will be maintained. The German car club ADAC, however, is skeptical. While the spokeswoman Sandra Haas sees it as, quote, "basically positive if values are falling at all, even if it's only minimal," she also thinks there is no need to tighten further measures, such as driving bans. Basically, ADAC doesn't acknowledge the speed limit as a contributing factor and argues with a lack of monitoring the speed limit. And even before the speed limit was imposed, people on Leipziger Strasse had hardly been able to go faster than 30 km/h due to congestion. The state of Berlin almost tripled its income from the tax on second homes last year. Homeowners who have not registered their main residence in Berlin are subject to this tax. 10.3 million euros were collected, compared to 3.5 million euros the year before. The tax was raised from 5 to 15% at the beginning of 2019 as an incentive that more people would register their main residence in the city. Whether this has been successful remains open. According to an administration spokesperson, it's not about higher tax revenues, but it's about introducing a steering function. Those who are not registered with a primary residence in Berlin are using the municipal infrastructure to the same extent, and the costs for this must be financed from the state budget. If more people register their main residence, the city will receive more money from the financial equalization system. Another new feature in Berlin at the beginning of 2019 was that the second home tax is due immediately and not after 1 year. This, too, may have contributed to the higher revenues, as did the further increase in rents. According to the authorities, a final assessment is not yet possible. The increase was decided on in 2017. 130,000 people had registered a second home in the capital at that time. Approximately 17,000 of them were taxable. The rest were subject to exceptions for certain commuters or for people living in Berlin only temporarily. 86 children and young people are currently unable to attend schools in Tempelhof-Schöneberg. In all cases, these students are entitled to lessons in smaller classes due to their lack of German language skills. But there's a lack of teachers and rooms. This is why the school and sports office, Tempelhof Schöneberg, wrote to all schools in the district at the end of the Christmas holidays, drawing attention to the difficult situation. According to Martin Klessmann, spokesman for the Senate Department of Education, a solution to the problem should be found, quote, at very short notice. The district school board promised to create more places. Oliver Schork, the district counselor responsible for schools, confirmed this and is sure to create additional school places this week. Currently, there are already 51 welcome classes for students who don't speak German. The demand has been decreasing for some time, but has recently increased again. Spokesman Klessmann pointed out that several welcome classes in the district still have openings. It's also planned to respond to the offer of independent school boards to establish additional welcome classes. In addition, the responsible school board must distribute the respective students more fairly than before. So far, there's an above-average number of welcome classes at individual primary schools. Martina Zander-Rade, the Green Party's spokeswoman on school policy in the District Council of Tempelhof Schöneberg, criticized, quote, "It leaves me stunned when a large district with almost 60 schools, like Tempelhof Schöneberg, fails to implement compulsory education, especially since the Senator Sandra Schieris of the SPD boasted at the end of the year that all children in Berlin would get a school place." Zander-Rade sees the fact that the Senate school administration had assumed for years that the number of children without sufficient knowledge of German would decrease as ignorance of reality. According to police, a 68-year-old man was molested and sexually harassed by five unknown teenagers in Moabit on Tuesday. The incident occurred on the Putlitzbrücke. The 68-year-old approached the memorial there, which commemorates the deportation of Jews. The five boys between the ages of 12 and 15 had repeatedly called the man a Jew. In addition, two of the perpetrators are said to have grabbed him between his legs. The State Security Department of the State Criminal Police Office is now investigating. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.